Blog Talk Radio.
It's a very geeky show. A tiny listen to his mother.
So show me. Geek Radio. It is 8 o'clock in the East. It's 5 o'clock in the West. I'm Jack Munson from Engage One-to-One, and joining me tonight, as always, is Deb Evans from Franchise Foundry. Good evening, Deb.
Hey there, Mr. Munson. How are you?
I am doing very, very well. How are things in Texas tonight?
Texas is what it should be, nice and hot and humid and sunny, you know, 7 o'clock in the evening here, and just as bright and hot as it was at 9 o'clock, so yeah, all is good.
Very good, and the world is watching Texas today, it looks like, so it seems like all of the world news and national news is coming out of Texas, so stay on your game.
Yeah, politics and religion. Yeah, we'll just leave that alone.
yeah. That sounds like a good idea to me. If we're not talking about IFA issues and minimum wage discussions, then I think we'll leave politics out of it tonight. So
what's new in the social world? You have something to share with us, don't you?
Yeah, I gotta say I've been a huge fan of one of the most popular social channels out there for the past several years, Foursquare. And you know what? I have decided that I'm going to sort of back away from Foursquare from a personal and consumer sort of use. I checked in this morning, or I tried to check in this morning from one of my favorite places on earth, O'Hare Airport. Well, not favorite places, but one of the places I check in the most. And you know, I don't know if you're familiar with some of the changes that Foursquare has made, but I got to tell you, just doing a simple check-in these days on Foursquare turns into about a two-minute-long process, because now Foursquare has split itself into two separate apps. So now to check in on Foursquare, you actually have to go to an app called Swarm, which then checks you in, and Foursquare is more of a ratings and review site, which I find fascinating. But at the same time, it's like, wow, this is just turning into too much work for a simple check-in. So I think I'm going to be one of those people to be sort of off of the Foursquare grid for a while and see how long I can go without checking in.
Without checking in. Well, and because of the Facebook advertising and marketing and, you know, our conversation tonight will be mobile, I've been really leaning more towards the Facebook check-in to see what I can do to help boost those Facebook pages. So
it will be interesting to see, you know, what happens with the amount of usage by consumers with Foursquare. I think Foursquare does some tremendous things as far as, you know, some of the promotions that it does, especially with, you know, people checking in and seeing some nearby promotions and that sort of thing. I think they do a tremendous job with that. But the whole splitting into a separate app, I don't know. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. See what the usage statistics look like after 6 months or so. But speaking of checking in and mobile and marketing and advertising and promotions, we've got a guest on this evening who can teach us lots of stuff in all of those areas.
I agree. So Michael Boyer, who is a CFE, which is a Certified Franchise Executive, I don't think we've mentioned that in a while. He's also CEO of AdSmart Incorporated, and Michael and you and I attend the IFA convention, and he was at HIPAA and Frantech, and so it's wonderful to have you with us tonight. Michael, how are you?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So our conversation tonight is mobile and marketing and advertising, and before we went on the line, you brought up some good points about the different types of social and marketing. So why don't we go over that a little bit with our audience and give us your take on this whole local mobile advertising and how we can make it very successful.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, mobile advertising, and really I'm talking about mobile display advertising, in-app banner ads and stuff like that, really target people who aren't actually searching for your product or service today. You know, that kind of differentiates from, you know, mobile search products like AdWords or social topic-based advertising like Facebook, like you're talking about a minute ago, or other type of mobile or social advertising, and which are really topic-based type stuff, which means that a consumer could be posting about a specific topic and see an advertisement, or searching for a specific topic and see an advertisement. And mobile advertising is really around is really advertising to people that are using specific applications or in a specific location at that specific time. So that's really what we're focusing on tonight, is how can we use mobile advertising in the franchise industry to target people who are in a specific location and have done a specific behavior. So it's quite a bit different than the traditional search-based advertising or social-based advertising.
That makes a lot of sense, Michael. Why don't we start with the franchise model, and tell mm-hmm. us a little bit about how franchisors are doing things, maybe a little different than other types of companies, and then let's jump into some tips on how franchisors and franchisees can better use mobile marketing.
Sounds good. Thank you. The kind of the big difference between franchise companies and other companies around mobile advertising is larger companies around in the United States in general tend to use mobile advertising as a brand advertising vehicle, similar to a TV or newspaper. And Target has thousands of locations, and they do one campaign across the whole country, and it doesn't really matter to them whether some of those ad impressions are served in San Francisco, or some are served in New York, some are served in LA, or so on and so forth. They just want them to be served in the markets that they have stores in. Now, from a franchise perspective, we want to understand very clearly that specific impressions are served in our locations where our franchise franchisees have locations. So the big difference with AdSmart is we provide that functionality to track those impressions in very specific locations and be able to track that back to budgets and ad funds and local ad funds, regional ad funds, national ad funds. So that's really where our differentiator comes into place, that we want to make sure that franchise companies can work with a local franchise owner or an area developer and make sure that we can use their budget to drive customers into their stores or customers calling them or leads into their franchise business.
To make sure I have this straight too, so it seems to me a big A big plus of what you're talking about is a brand or a franchisor's brand isn't, and I don't know if wasting is really the appropriate term here, but they're not really wasting dollars on impressions in parts of the country or maybe a region where there is no franchisee location where a consumer could actually go and buy a product. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. We base all of our campaigns on very specific locations and all the way down to the longitude and latitude. So what we want to make sure of is that when we have a client and we're kind of taking, say 100 locations, we're specifically taking the longitude and latitude of each one of those either store locations or service areas, whether they're zip codes or whatever the service areas are, and specifically mapping those geo fences and only displaying ads or impressions within those specific locations. So none of the impressions of those campaigns are wasted, for sure.
Excellent. Very good.
Kind of going a little bit further here, and if you look at the large organizations within the United States, the large brands the very large brands are moving, you know, the vast majority of their marketing dollar to some sort of mobile, whether that's mobile video, mobile banner ads, mobile display, lots of different scenarios, just because if you look at the trends around the media in general today, traditional media versus mobile, traditional media, all facets of traditional media are declining, whereas mobile is increasing dramatically from a usage standpoint. When you think about yourself and us and myself, and you know, we pick up our mobile device between 200 and 400 times a day to look at it in some fashion or another. And so when you look at that type of usage compared to TV, newspaper, and other media, there's just a dramatic shift of the culture of the United States moving to this mobile media.
And when you say mobile, you're not just talking about phones. You're talking about tablets.
Yes. For sure.
Right,
tablets,
right. And I know a lot of times people say, oh, mobile, you're thinking just phone. It's like, no, you're talking, you know, anything that's mobile.
Yeah. Right now about 18% of what we're talking about mobile is tablets, 18% of usage. And that's actually growing dramatically, comparatively speaking, because so many people today already have smartphones in their pocket, but they don't have tablets. And tablets are growing dramatically. So, you're going to see over the next couple of years the tablet usage grows dramatically. And PC or desktop usage is declining where tablets are growing. So you're going to see that.
And when you're talking about, you know, mobile advertising, it's not just necessarily an ad anymore. I mean, you were just mentioning video messages and things like that and banner
sure.
ads. So it's not just,
yeah.
Okay, what are we going to do with mobile? We need to design a mobile ad. It's
yeah.
more than just the ads, correct?
Yeah, exactly. There's many different types of ad units in mobile, just like there are on TV, newspaper, and so on. So a traditional banner ad is a banner ad. But there's also, just like on the desktop, you can take a full screen ad. You can do a banner to a video. You can do a banner to a coupon. So there's many different ways you can slice what we're talking about. You can put a larger format ad in context in the text of an article. There's many different ways to do it. Like Gannett has in context larger format ads, but there's I'd say every day we see a new type of ad unit, for sure. I mean, all the way from, you know, audio ad units with Pandora. So those are great ad units because they convert a very high number of consumers. When you hear the audio and see the ad at the same time, it's a higher conversion rate.
Excellent. You're listening to Social Geek Radio. Our guest tonight is Michael Boyer, CEO of AdSmart. Michael, can you give us some tips on some things that franchisors should be doing when it comes to mobile advertising?
Oh, yes, for sure. The great thing about being a franchise system is you get to standardize processes and procedures, brand messaging, all of this stuff is standardized across many different locations. The same thing with advertising, and you've seen with, you know, local website providers, they give you an opportunity to have templates across all your websites. Very similar with AdSmart, what we try to make sure a franchise system considers is they want to be able to have a very consistent mobile advertising across all of their regions and all of their locations. And so really taking some time to consider having template-type ad campaigns for your mobile advertising is essential, just like it is for your print advertising and for all the other advertising that you do. So just keep in mind that being able to have very consistent mobile advertising is very important. Also, really thinking about the promotion, about how do you get that person that is looking at the application on their smartphone or their tablet, how do you get their attention? The main way you get their attention is having a compelling promotion, a compelling offer. I'm not saying you have to give everything away, but you have to think about what are you willing to pay for a new customer? Okay. And so if you're willing to give half off on your service, or you're willing to give a free soda at your restaurant, or so on and so forth, but be able to give a compelling offer to at least make them think about your service or your store or your product. And what that does is it really changes their mindset of saying, well, this brand that I'm looking at is a value brand. And whether they use that coupon when they click on that banner and go to the coupon or not, they still have in their mind the idea that this brand is a value brand. So the next time they see an ad, whether that ad's in the newspaper or that ad's in TV or that ad's on their mobile device, they will connect and say, this is a value brand. I might, the next time I see this brand as I'm out shopping or as I'm out looking, I might stop by this location, or I might stop at this store, or I might call this service provider because I have seen that they're a value-based brand based on the offer that they gave me the first time that I saw them. So a compelling offer is very important. And it's a little bit different than direct mail offers, because direct mail offers are really all about I'm gonna get you one time, and the envelope that comes in the mail, I have one chance to get you to call. With mobile, I still have the opportunity of frequency, like you have with TV and radio and so on. And so I have that opportunity of frequency as well as the offer. So I'm with the frequency, I'm still branding that value-based brand, but I'm also being able to give them the opportunity to make a decision right there. So you get that frequency also.
I have a question for you. I know I'm working with a franchise brand who trying to put together some ads or coupons, and they were talking about, you know, mobile advertising. But they, their thought process was for this coupon, this expiration date would to be far out, it would be like October. You know, my advice was don't stretch it. Was I right in suggesting that they have like a shorter time frame for, you know, this ad or coupon redemption?
Yes. We have found that a shorter expiration date really drives the people that are going to make the decision, that can make the decision then to do that. So having a 30-day or 90-day expiration is really not giving any urgency to that coupon. So, what we do with some of our clients is make a rolling expiration. So every time that somebody sees that coupon, they're able to that expiration starts as they see it. So you might, in some cases, we have a rolling 5-day expiration on a coupon. Other times we have a rolling 30-day expiration. So it's all about when they see that coupon and what type of coupon it is. So if it's a coupon for a new customer, in other words, we're very interested in getting a new customer, so rather than giving a coupon to an existing customer to get them back in the store, we might give them a shorter coupon duration for a new customer, whereas a current customer, we might give a longer-term duration because we have a high likelihood that they're going to come back as a loyal customer, and maybe it's a service that is a, you know, every 4-week service, so, and maybe we want to increase that frequency of service, so we'd give them a coupon date of 3 weeks rather than 5 days, you know, those sorts of ideas.
Got it.
But some other tips around for franchise systems is really to pay attention to the idea of local, of how do you advertise today and how do you advertise in a very local fashion? How do you make sure that you're advertising just around your stores? Also, how do you verify that the location services that your provider is giving you are based on longitude and latitude of the devices that are out there? So that's one thing that we specialize on. We want to make sure that we verify what the longitude and latitude of those devices are and make sure that they're within the location of the specific campaign that we're running. There's also a number of other ways that we are, maybe have you guys heard of iBeacons?
I have not.
Apple partnered with Qualcomm to create essentially a small device that's about as big as a little bit smaller than an iPhone that you can put in a business. And the iBeacon can then communicate with the smartphones that come into that business, and they communicate via Bluetooth. And essentially, they can do a couple of things. Number one, they can identify that device and that device ID. Number one, and then they can send push notifications to that device if that advertiser wants them to do or that business wants them to do that. But the great thing about an iBeacon is that I can do an advertising campaign for a franchise system and with iBeacon and then place iBeacons in the stores or locations, and I can then tell that franchisor that I sent a million impressions out, and then I can tell them how many people that saw those ad impressions actually entered the stores. Okay, And
so the and people who would see that are people who were in a neighboring store or you know, somewhere walking down the street or in that neighborhood, and they got that message. Is that correct?
So what I'm saying is, maybe a store has a 5-mile radius around their store, and we're serving ads in that 5-mile radius. And then the iBeacon is in the store, and when they come in the store after they've seen the ad, then the iBeacon knows that they came in the store, and we also know that we served them an ad before they came in the store. So then we can close the loop on that advertising campaign. So we sent out an ad, and we influenced this person to come into the store. So then we can report back to the franchisor and say, Mr. Franchisor or Ms. Franchisor, we've spent this amount of money on advertising your business, and we've driven this many people to your store with that advertising campaign.
Interesting. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm actually Googling it, looking it up right now. It's like, oh, how did I not know about this?
So if you go to gimbal.com, G-I-M-A-L.com, that's the actual that's the spinoff of Qualcomm. Qualcomm spun off Gimbal to manufacture these Gimbal devices, and one is branded in an iBeacon. Our company has partnered with them to provide this type of service to franchise companies around the country.
Hmm.
So they currently use these Gimbal devices in many large box retail environments like Target and stuff like that. But we're really working with them to provide it to really small business from a franchise perspective.
Got it. So once the ads drive them into the store, the iBeacon, the Gimbal device, those can be some different messages to maybe drive behavior or serve up something that's on special or whatever might be happening today. And then I would assume that can be very different 2 hours from now or tomorrow or something like that, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, so in those situations, the brands and the franchise companies can make those decisions independently to what type of messaging they want the Gimbal device to provide to the smartphones that come into their location. The thing, from our perspective, we're just very interested in franchise companies being able to advertise their service, their product, their stores, their brand, and be able to close that advertising loop. And at the same time, they can use that device to further market to those loyal customers who are in their stores at that time also.
Got it. Very good.
Yeah.
Michael, we've got just about a minute left, so what I'd love to do is have you tell the folks where they can get some more information and some more tips on mobile marketing and advertising, and what's the best way for someone to reach you and your company, website, Facebook. What's the best way for someone to reach you?
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. You can find us at adsmartnow.com is our website. You can also look at us on Twitter at adsmartmobile. You can find us on Facebook at AdSmart Mobile also. Some of the things around contacting us, we have a network of marketing and account reps here at our office, and we'd be happy to speak with you about specific solutions around what your opportunity is. We understand that mobile advertising isn't necessarily for everybody. We want to just make sure that we provide the right solution to the franchise system.
Excellent.
Thanks so much for your time tonight, Michael. AdSmartNow.com. This is Social Geek Radio. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.